So in last class, the verse we saw was that there is this Purusha. This Purusha means this Paramatma, this Self, my Guru. So anytime we say this idea of Purusha, this person, that idea has to be clear. It is Bhagavan Dakshinamurti, is that Paramatma, it is that Guru. But this Purusha is Maya Paribhramita, is deluded by Maya. Now, deluded by Maya is not in the real sense is deluded. Because he's my Guru, he's Bhagavan, he's Dakshinamurti. But he behaves as though he's deluded by Maya. So, yaha esha purushaha maya paribhramitaha, in which state? Swapne jagrati, in dream state, in deep sleep state. And when deluded by maya, how does this purusha behave? So, vishvam pashyati, then sees the world. How? Karya karanati, sees the world with cause and effect relationship. So where there is something seen, something observed, that is considered as an effect, goes for cause and effect. Why is it this way? Why is it not the other way? Why did the roti get burned today? Why didn't I have, gulab jamun? Doesn't matter. You guys understand the idea. So, karya karanataya, cause effect relationship. So, sees there is a cause, there has to be an effect, and cannot accept something without cause and effect relationship. This is the nature of samsara. Then, swaswami sambandha. Then, also, there is this relationship of I am the owner of the owned object, whatever that is. So all the things that we have in our possessions. There's that relation of I am the Swami and this is my subject. Then Shishya Acharyataya. There's a relation of student and teacher. And Pitru Putradi. So son, father, and adi, any other relationship. Bhedataha, there is bheda, there is differences. So this person, who is this Paramatma, is now seen in this world, going through, living a life of a samsara. To that Guru, my prostration. So the prostration is not to the Guru who is deluded in the samsara, the prostration is to the Guru who behaves as though is deluded, but has the highest sense of knowledge. That's why it is said, yaha esha purusha, this Paramatma, this Self. Today, well, that concludes the topic about the praise of, not praise, the worship of Dakshinamurti. Now the next two shlokas are Phalashruti, you can say. What is the benefit of having this knowledge? Where does it get me? And what do I attain by this? That is what is presented in the next two. So let's chant number 9 and then we'll see the meaning. Bhurambhamsya nalo nilo Ambaram maha ambaramaha natho himamshu puman. इत्याभाति चराचरात्मकमिदं। यस्यैव मूर्त्यष्टकम्। नान्यत् किञ्चन विद्यते। विमृशतां यस्मात् परस्माद् विभोः। तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदम् श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये। भूरम्भांस्य नलो निलोम्बरमहार्नथो हिमांशुः पुमान् इत्याभाति चराचरात्मकमिदं। यस्यैव मूर्त्यष्टकम्। नान्यत् किञ्चन विद्यते। विमृशतां यस्मात् परस्माद् विभोः। तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नम इदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये। भूः, भूः means earth, अम्भ और अम्भांसी, sorry not अम्भ, अम्भांसी, अम्भांसी means water, अनलह, अनलह means fire, अनिलह means wind or air, and अम्बरम, अम्बर not अम्बरम, अम्बर, अम्बर space, sky. So these are five elements. Then sorry, ambaram only, that's correct. Ambara, ambara, it's not ambara, it is ambaram. Ambaram, and then aharnathaha. Aharnatha. Nathaha means the Lord. Ahaha means day. So one who rules the day is called Aharnatha. Basically, he is saying sun. Sun is the one who rules the day. So, and Himamshu. Himamshu. Coolness. Hima means coolness. So from that is the idea comes. But it is speaking about moon. Himamshu is moon. So, sun and the moon. Aharnathaha, Himamshuhu, and Puman. Puman means this individual, jiva. Iti. यस्य एव मूर्ति अष्टकम् चराचरात्मकम् इदम् आभाति। सो दीज एट दैट वी जस्ट मेंशन द फाइव एलिमेंट्स द सन द मून एंड द जीवा आर यस्य ऑफ दिस परमात्मा ऑफ भगवान दक्षिणामूर्ति ऑफ माय गुरु मूर्ति अष्टकम् एट फोल्ड फॉर्म्स दे आर द एट फोल्ड फॉर्म्स दिस इदम दीज ऑल एट व्हिच इज कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ चर एंड अचर सो बोथ मूविंग एंड नॉन मूविंग Abhati, it shines. It manifests in this form, in eight forms. And yasmat, when this form is seen, because this is the vision. Parasmat vibhoho. Vibhoho, vibhu, vibhu means visheshena bhavati, that is vibhu. So Paramatma only talking about the self, talking about the Dakshinamurti Bhagavan. So one who can manifest in multiple ways. One who is not limited by form. One who pervades through this entire creation. That is what we call as. And that's why the word given is Parasmat, supreme. So Vibhoho Parasmat Na Anyat Kinchana Vidyate. Anyat, something else. Kinchana, something, Na Vidyate, is not known. So because this person has this vision, other than this supreme self, the all-pervasive nature of the self, sees nothing else. But who is this person? This is Vimrushatam. Vimrushatam means one who contemplates, one who reflects on the knowledge. And for them, this eightfold manifestation of the Supreme is seen. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Shri Dakshinamurtaye Idam Namah. For such, Dakshinamurti, my guru, is this construction. That is the shloka's simple meaning. The idea basically is that this person who is able to see the supreme as eightfold manifestation in moving and immoving, for such a person, there is nothing other than the self. And this is how their mind, their thinking has become. And therefore, the prostration to the guru who has this thinking, who has given me this thinking. A little bit we can think about it from this. The five elements are mentioned, right? Bhuhu, Ambhamsi, Analaha, Anilaha, Ambaram. These five elements are a representation of our body. If we take just the element for the sake of element, then we can say, yes, the entire creation, which has this five elements, the, what you call as the Vyashti Jagat, the total world. So in that total world, there is also all these five elements. And in the body, the body also is made of five elements. So one sees either way is appropriate. So these five elements represent the elements external or the body. The elements cannot function if they didn't have the sun and the moon. Meaning, this Jagat is is based, centered on sun and moon. So their functioning, their activity is possible because of this rotation. So therefore, sun and the moon comes in the play. But then if we look at it again within our body, then the sun and the moon, they represent our pranas. How is the body really able to function? If the pranas were not there, they cannot function. So the sun and the moon are the representatives of the pranas. Chetana Shakti. Because prana is giving that activity, enforcement to the body. And finally, Puma. Purusha. So, Puman means the jiva, but in this jiva is residing this self. So, jiva is jiva because of the ignorance, not knowing that I am this supreme. But in reality, the jiva is nothing but the Ishvara. So when one vimrishata, when one contemplates, that person is seeing, two ways we can take, is seeing Lord Dakshinamurti, the Guru, that Bhagwan, in this entire creation, in these eightfold forms. So when they see an object, they're not saying that I'm seeing an object. They say, I am seeing one of the manifestation of this self. I'm seeing the manifestation of my Guru or my Bhagwan in this. So this is out of knowledge that they are saying. Because they're vimrushatam, they've thought about this. It's not a fact of faith. Because the scripture told me to look at this computer as a self. So I have to now look at it as self. But nothing other than just black screen comes to mind. So that's not a fact. That's a matter of faith. When somebody tells you, you take it and you follow it, but you do not allow knowledge to take place there because you're taking that as a word of somebody, then there has to be faith. And there's nothing wrong with that. When you have to see the whole creation, and if the scripture tells us to see this creation as the nature of Bhagwan, then even having this faith that scripture has told me, I have to look at it. That is a good upasana. That is a good, great way of doing our bhakti. But here when it said vimrushatam, one who knows it this way. One who is using the intelligence, one who is using the all the shlokas mentioned previously. Of who is this Dakshinamurti? Seeing that Dakshinamurti now in this entire creation. Because one has understood that this is who Dakshinamurti really is. It is my nature which is presenting this way. Or it is this Bhagwan who is presenting this way. So the first way that we're talking about is seeing the Lord in the creation. In the five elements, the sun, the moon, and the Purusha, the total self. But then that same can be seen within during contemplation, that this Dakshinamurti is my true nature, who is residing in this body, which is functioning because of the pranas. And the ego, which is shining as the individuality, that ego is nothing but the self alone. So in this way, abhati. So whatever I see nothing but that eightfold form of abhati. And the person says, na anyat kinchana vidyate. There's nothing other than this eightfold form. Show me something other than this. You will not be able to. Like that is the idea. Another way to think about it is, bhuhu, ambha, sorry, ambhamsi, analaha, anilaha, all of these are the material for this creation. The material from which the entire creation is made. And Himamshu, sorry, Aharnatha, Himamshu also comes part of that material. Puman is the one that is the efficient class. So one who sees the material and the efficient cause as the same. There is no two different things. The one who created this creation is different from the objects of this creation. Therefore, we find that Mahatmas, they do not have dislike towards the creation. Because if they do, then who are they disliking? They are disliking their own self. How can I dislike my own self? How can I say this is wrong, this is bad? So one who has understood this, therefore they say, na anyat kinchana vidyate. There's nothing other than this self in this creation. And if I don't see it, that's okay. I don't need to see it to start out with. I can take it as a matter of faith. I can use it as an upasana. That there's nothing other than this in this world. Moha comes, I can tell myself, na anyat kinchana vidyate. So moha comes because I feel I'm incomplete. The knowledge comes, it will make me feel complete. So I will carry on with the activity. So we should not think that we'll not carry out the activity. We'll carry out the activity, but there will no longer be an emotion of hankering for that result. Because other than self, there's nothing. So my activity is just my duty, just my responsibility. And all I'm doing is fulfilling that responsibility. Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye, Shri Dakshinamurtaye, Idam Moha. My prostration to that Dakshinamurti, the one who is seen in this eightfold manifestation. Short one, and then our final sloka. सर्वात्मत्वमिति स्फुटीकृतमिदम्। यस्मादमुष्मिंस्तवे तेनास्य श्रवणात् तदर्थमननात् ध्यानाच्च संकीर्तनात् सर्वात्मत्वमहाविभूतिसहितम् स्यादीश्वरत्वं स्वतः सिद्ध्येतत् पुनरष्टधा परिणतम्। चैश्वर्यमव्याहतम् सर्वात्मत्वमिति स्फुटीकृतमिदं यस्मादमुष्मिंस्तवे तेनास्य श्रवणात् तदर्थमननात् ध्यानाच्च संकीर्तनात् सर्वात्मत्वमहाविभूतिं सहितं स्यादीश्वरत्वं स्वतः सिद्ध्येत्तत् पुनरष्टधा परिणतं चैश्वर्यमव्याहतम्। इति दस meaning in this way which has been presented in the previous 9 shlokas, the method in which it has been presented, amushmin stave, amushmin in this stava, stuti, stotra. In this praise of Bhagavan Dakshinamurti, in the way from shloka number 1 through shloka number 9, how it has been presented, what has been presented. Sarvatmatvam idam sputikritam. सर्वात्मत्वम् द सेल्फ विच इज द सेल्फ ऑफ ऑल दिस आत्मा इज नॉट जस्ट पिक्यूलियर टू मी यूनिक टू मी दैट आई एम ओनली रिकग्नाइज माई सेल्फ एज एन आत्मतत्व एंड एवरीथिंग एल्स इज Anitya. Everything else also is Atma alone. Atma is there right now in the body. It is there in the camera. It is there in the distance between me and the camera. And it is also there in a distance from you and the camera. And it is also there in you. So, Atma is everywhere. That's the idea. So, Sarvatmatvam, the self, which is the self of all, which is not separated because of somebody being this way, somebody being that way. Idam. In this scripture, meaning in this Dakshinamurti Stotram, or in our scriptures such as the Vedas, the Upanishads, and different places in our Shastra, Sputikritam. It has made it crystal clear there should be no more doubts about who is this Atma. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam nijantargat. What is this Atma? This Atma is himself. So it has been very clearly laid out what is the nature of this Atma by this stotra. Yasmat. Since it has been done this way. Yasmat means since. In this manner. Because of this, tena asya. Tena, by this presentation of the stotram, asya, of this stotra, of Dakshinamurti Sutra, when one does Shravana, tena asya Shravanat, when one listens to this knowledge, tad artha mananat, then contemplates on this knowledge, dhyanatcha, and after that, does dhyana of this, and finally, Sankirtanat, sings the glory, then what happens to that? Syat. Syat becomes. Then this becomes of them. Sarvatmatva mahavibhuti sahitam Ishwaratvam Svataha Syat. Then such a person becomes Svataha. That person by themselves becomes Sarvatmatva Mahavibhuti Sahitam. Sahitam along with Mahavibhuti. Mahavibhuti Vibhuti means again great manifestation, but here Vibhuti means Siddhis, great accomplishment. And what is the greatest accomplishment is to realize I am this Paramatma, to attain the selfhood, to become realized in this life. When this happens, Ishwaratvam befalls upon. Ishwaratvam, lordship. It doesn't mean that they become the creator of this world. It doesn't mean that now you start behaving like Putin, and you can just go anywhere you want. That is not the point here. Ishwaratvam means the person is seeing oneness everywhere, sees that I am this entire creation. The governorship is not over the object, but the governorship is over one's own self. And because of that, nothing can cause fear within me. When this happens, syat, this happens. Punaha, tat punaha, and again, Ashtadha parinatamcha. Manifestation in eightfold phase. Avyahatam. Without any obstruction, without any disturbance, they get this eightfold manifestation, siddhyet. They gain this, they achieve this. So this is the phala. What do you get by this Dakshinamurti Sutra? Now, since Adi Shankaracharya is saying this has to be true, so you should not think, well, it's just, you know, made believe. That's what they all say, but never seen anybody achieve something like this. Obviously, we don't achieve it because we don't put that effort. Even Bhaja Govindam, Adi Shankaracharya ji says, what does he say? Ganga Jalalava Kanika Pita Sukruta Piyena Murari Samarcha Kriyate Tasya Yamena Nacharcha Bhagavad Gita Kinchid Gita. So even a little bit of Bhagavad Gita when you have studied, or you've sipped a little bit of Ganga Jal, and you don't have to, and you worship even a little bit to that Lord Krishna, and you don't have to show your face even to Yamraj. You don't even have to go. You know how we get lawyer here? The moment you did some crime, a lawyer is there. You have right to remain silent. Anything you say and do can be presented in the court. You have a right to an attorney. So like that, Bhagavan is our attorney. Says you don't have to go talk to that Yamaraj because you are in my court. So Bhagavan says in Bhaj Govindam that it is possible. But when we do that, do we really do adhyana or do we just go through the process? And if we go through process, then we need to increase that. We need to make that a little bit stronger for ourselves. So here also, this is possible to achieve. What is possible to achieve? Let us take a little more closer look to this. This person, when you chant Dakshinamurti Sutra, and when you chant with meaning, understanding what is the meaning behind all these stotras, all the shlokas in this Dakshinamurti Sutram, then Shravana has happened. Tasya asya shravana, by listening to what is Dakshinamurti Sutra. And by listening to Dakshinamurti Sutra, shravana removes our doubt, which is related to the pramana. Pramana gata samshaya. Samshaya means doubt. Pramana means the means of knowledge. So there is a doubt which we have in the means of knowledge that can this book really tell me about the nature of the self? And when you do the Shravana, you will find out, yes, it does. In these 10 shlokas that we have studied, It did tell us what is the nature of the self. So you should have no longer doubt that the scripture cannot tell you what is the nature of the self. Scriptures have clearly laid out what is the nature of the self. But then the question or the doubt comes is the prameya gata samshaya. You understand this word, Pramana, Prameya, and Pramata. Pramata is I. Pramana is the means to know something. And Prameya is that which you're wanting to know. So what is the Prameya? Prameya is the knowledge of the self. That is what is our goal. So then the doubt comes, okay, the scriptures has revealed to me, I am the self, but I still don't know how I am the self. There's a doubt about what is the nature of the self. There's no longer a doubt that the scriptures have revealed the knowledge to me. Scriptures have revealed the knowledge to me. I'm very clear about it. But what does it all mean? How could I be this Atma? And this you cannot get rid of by simply doing Shravana. Tad artha manana. We have to do manana. We have to do chintana. How am I this Atma? What makes me this Atma? In order for me to do that, I have to negate what is an Atma and assert what is Atma. And we have seen also in the shlokas how different ways Adi Shankaracharya has presented this idea of negating and asserting. Vishwam darpana drishyamana nagari tulyam. So this Vishwa is drishyamana nagari. It is as though as a reflection in the mirror. So that which is a reflection, you have to negate. You cannot say that is a real thing. So what is a real thing? Nijantargata. At every point, such things have been presented that Adi Shankaracharya ji is giving us ways to do the manana. Revealing the self also, and then giving us the way to contemplate this. And by contemplation of this, we become convinced that yes, I am this Atma. Nobody can then deconvince me and say, no, no. What are you talking about? You're just this jiva. How could you call yourself this Atma? It's a blasphemy. No, there's no such thing like that. We are that pure self. In this way, one who does manana. Manana has been done, but one thing is still lacking. Experience is not there. I'm convinced. No longer needed somebody to convince me that I'm this Atma. But I don't feel it. Every day that I wake up, I still feel like I'm this jiva. Every joy that I experience, I feel like I'm this jiva who is experiencing the joy. And every sorrow that I experience, I feel like somebody is just hitting me a hammer. This feeling of jivahood is stopping me from experiencing my brahmahood. That only goes away by dhyanarcha, by doing nididhyasana. Nididhyasana is also called as savikalpa samadhi, where there is a sajatiya vritti pravaha. That is how we say in Sanskrit. Sajatiya of one nature, vritti. You should now all understand what is vritti. As a modification, it's a thought, pravaha, flow. So there is one thought flowing through our mind, which is objectifying the self as my nature. If I am sitting in dhyana, and I'll reiterate this idea again. If I'm sitting in dhyana and I'm simply telling myself, I'm Brahman, I'm Brahman, I'm Brahman, but I have no knowledge to back up my statement, I am Brahman, then that is called as an upasana. It is upasana. So upasana also has its phala. But its phala is not jivan mukti. Its phala is not realization. The phala of upasana is chitta shuddhi, mental purification. And mental purification then can give rise to knowledge. But if by that time, our time has ended here, then we have to go to Brahmaloka. And there Brahmaji will give us the same knowledge. Brahmaji will tell us, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam. And then we have to do that, and then we gain moksha there. So dhyana or nididhyasana has to be done where there is one flow of thought, I am Brahman, I am Brahmasmi. And when that happens, automatically person goes into nirvikalpa samadhi. That one needs not put any effort. It's mind slips there. So when the mind slips there, no longer I am in command. No longer the jiva is telling the mind to go somewhere. Now the Ishvara has taken course. The grace of Ishvara has befallen on this person, and the person has become Prabuddha. When the person then gets up, the person then does Sankirtana. Singing the glory of this Atma. This is what the gurus have been doing for ages. And Sankirtana doesn't always mean singing. Swayam Prakashayati ji, who also did a commentary on Dakshinamurti Sotram, he said Sankirtana means to tell this knowledge to others. To give this knowledge out, that is also Sankirtana. So in this way, Shravan Manan Nididhyasan, and then presenting it to whoever can be the beneficiary. Then for such a person, they get Mahavibhuti Sahitam Sarvatma. Mahavibhuti Sahitam means they gain the selfhood, they gain the self-realization, which is the siddhi higher than the Ashta Siddhi. This word vibhuti is, and the word maha in front of vibhuti is signifying that there is a siddhi which is greater than these Ashta Siddhi, Anima, Mahima, Ladima, Girima, Prakamya. So all these Ashta Siddhi that are there, they mean nothing in front of this Mahatma. Because such a person has attained the highest Siddhi, the greatest thing in this world. And that is Ishwaratvam. Lordship over the mind, lordship over this body, lordship over the actions. What I need to do, when I need to do, where I need to do. A very good control of all that. Syat Ishwaratvam. And a bonus one gets is, Punaha Ashtadha parinatam cha. And again, the person becomes endowed with the 8 siddhis. So they also get these 8 siddhis. But the thing is, the Mahatmas, they are not really concerned with the siddhis. So they keep them in their pockets, never use them at all. That is what the siddhis really mean for them. This is the accomplishment of studying this Dakshinamurti. So this concludes our Dakshinamurti Sutram for today. I was planning to take next week as a way to just recap all the 10 shlokas so that we go through all of it and have an understanding. But we will also chant the first shloka today, as we have concluded the Dakshinamurti. Vishwam darpana drushyamana nagari tulyam nijantargatam pashyannatmani mayaya bahiriho bhutam yathanidrayam yassakshat kurute prabodha samaye swatmanamevadvayam tasmai shri guru murtaye nama idam shri dakshinamurtaye. So my prostration to Puja Gurudev and the entire Guru Shishya Parampara for having this opportunity to study Dakshinamurti Sutram, and may we get more and more opportunities to study as many texts as we can and bring them back into our life, bring this knowledge and apply that knowledge in our life. Let's finish the chanting of the prayer, and then I have one poll question which I'll apply. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.